is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we continue the series, Prophetic Secrets of Earthly Jerusalem, City of the Great Serpent. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is the cathedrals with We Shall See Jesus, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
As thousands were fed, he touched the blind eyes. He looked and sees. He moved. Gather.
If you don't believe in the new covenant, you are not a Christian. What is the new covenant? That Jesus Christ came to earth in the flesh. He was not in the flesh in heaven. He was the Word that was with God from the very beginning. He was with God and he was God. And he saw fit to come to earth. I don't know why he did. None of us are worth it. I'm not. You're not. Don't tell me you're worth the life of Jesus Christ, the suffering he went through. But he did it for you and me. And he told the Jews, none of you obey the law. That's what Jesus told them. You've got the law, but none of you obey it. So the Apostle Paul said, so Jesus decided to come himself. And if you believe in his work on the cross, boy, what a mighty revelation that was. That Jesus himself came. The old covenant, that's a nice historical fact. Read about it. Read what happened in the Old Testament. It's worthy to read. But don't believe that, because Jesus came and he brought a better covenant himself. What better covenant could Jesus bring than himself? On the cross, King of the whole universe, dying for our sins. And then he resurrected. And he became one with God. I and the Father are one. There you have it.
Well, now, the Jews are different. Because God told them their old covenant would be to last forever. And
I just told you the verses, Hebrews 6 through 11. Don't believe me. I'm a jerk. I don't know anything. Until I read Hebrews 6 through 11, then I knew a lot. I know that Jesus is Lord. I know that he's greater than any old covenant. That old covenant is gone.
Well, now, you know, I've been told in my denominational literature, which is trash.
Let me tell you something, friends. You can take every book that's ever been written, including mine, and get your big old bonfire going and burn them all. Because they're no good if they go against the Bible. You've got to believe the Bible. Believe the Bible.
I told you before about the Baptist pastor who called me up, and he was just convinced that I was going to go to hell unless I believed that the Jews were, you know, were to be blessed and all that.
And he said, you've got to, Tex, they're the seed of Abraham. You've got to revere the seed of Abraham.
I said, well, I do. I am the seed of Abraham. And if you know Jesus is Lord, you are also the seed of Abraham. Oh, no, no, I could never be the seed of Abraham. I'm not a Jew, he said. I said, have you never read Galatians 3, verse 16, and verses 26 through 29? Have you never read where it says, and if ye know Christ, then are you Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise? Do you know Christ?
Oh, yes, I do.
If you know Christ, then you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. You're an heir. You have the promise that Abraham had.
Oh, no, I'll never have that. That's only for a Jew.
But wait. It says there in Galatians chapter 3, that this is for Greeks and Jews. That God is no respecter of persons. This verse stands for Jews, for Gentiles, for everyone who has faith. If you have the faith of Abraham, then you're the seed of Abraham.
Oh, no, I'm not the seed of Abraham.
Well, I just read you the Bible. What do you think about that?
Well, I'll have to go study that some more. I've never seen that verse.
How long have you been a pastor?
28 years.
And you've never seen Galatians 3, verse, you've never seen that.
Well, I've preached it before, but I've never read it like that.
What do you mean read it like? Just read it. That's, I guess that's Tex Mars's problem. I learned how to read. It was before the first grade. I was about 4 or 5 years old. I learned how to read. Now, I've gone to churches, folks, and there are people who didn't get past the third grade, and they can read that verse. And if ye be Christ's, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now, Galatians 3, verse 16 says, this does not mean the Jews, all it means Christ. The seed of Abraham is Christ Jesus. Do you get that, folks? And if you believe in him, there you go. Well, I'm of the old covenant. I'm Jewish. Wow. Okay. Now, folks, we're going to cover the prophetic secrets. I'm just getting wound up. I'm just getting wound up because you have to know something. Let me tell you some of the secrets. These are some of the secrets that you're going to learn. You're going to discover. First of all, Jerusalem will be a wicked city in the last days, God says. Wicked, wicked. In fact, he says it will be a spiritual Sodom and Egypt. No, it's a holy land. That's God's holy city. I can't believe you'd say that about Jerusalem. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, that's a holy. It's a Sodom and Egypt. What worse names could you give a city? Well, San Francisco, that's a bad. This is worse. And I'm going to give you the verse on that. Here's the second secret for you. Jews will be so evil in the last days, having rejected Jesus Christ, having crucified our Lord, being contrary to all men, Paul said, they will massacre Christians. Then they're going to celebrate. They're going to exchange gifts. Around the world, the Jews and the people who agree with them, the reprobates, the liberal progressives, you might say, they're going to kill the two witnesses to Christ. Then they're going to celebrate. They're going to exchange gifts. Can you believe that? They're going to exchange gifts after murdering Christians. They're going to thank their God. That's a third secret for you. Thank you, God, that you've allowed us to kill these Christians. Oh, this is so holy and wonderful. They'll kill you and think that they do their God service. Well, they're doing their God service. Their God is Lucifer. Now, a fourth secret is that they worship the beast. The one in Revelation 13, 1 that comes up out of the sea, the beast, the great serpent. And that beast, that serpent, will rise up and conquer the world from Jerusalem. Think about that. Everybody wonders about the beast. Everybody says, where will the beast rise up out of? Jerusalem. That's the secret. Oh, no, not Jerusalem. Oh, yes. The serpent will rise up and conquer the world from Jerusalem. There's another secret for you. The Jews are labeled the synagogue of Satan. Not just once, but twice. God himself in the book of Revelation says, you are the synagogue of Satan. You are a blasphemer. Wow. It's bad enough to be called a blasphemer in a synagogue of Satan one time, but when God says it's twice. He wanted to make sure you understood it. You know, not enough, you folks out there, if you can't read, God says, let me put it down twice for you. Okay? He put it in the book of Revelation twice for you, just to make sure. Here's another secret for you. They say the Jews are back in Israel today, and we must bless them. We must give them money and help them to rebuild their city and their empire. and they're a great temple, and we've got to give them all this cash. And that's strange, because Jesus, here's the secret now, Jesus said that Jerusalem would remain desolate, would become and remain desolate. What about the inhabitants? Here's another secret for you. Jesus will destroy those evil inhabitants. He's going to destroy them. You know, the ones you're giving money to, the one you're writing the government saying, give armaments, give atomic bombs, give submarines, give missiles, give tanks to Israel so that God will bless us. Yeah, that's the one God's going to make desolate. And eventually he's going to slay every one of them. He's going to destroy them. God would do that? Oh, yes, God will do that. God will do that. God is angry at the wicked every day. Did you know that, folks? Oh, surely he doesn't spend his time being angry. He's got more important things to do. Let me tell you, the Old Testament says God is angry at the wicked every day. How would you like for God to be angry at you? Not just once. Not just because of something that happens or you disobey him or whatever sometime in your life. No, every day of your life. 365 days out of the year. In 4 years' time, what is that, 1,500 times? He's been angry with you 1,500 times. That's pretty sorry, isn't it? Man, I'd be running for cover. I'd be hiding. Here's another one. The Jewish financiers, the banks, the owners of the banks, the ones that defraud the working people of this world. And when the working people of this world complain, they murder them. They oppress the working people. You know the 1%? That own all the banks? Well, they're in trouble. Here's the secret. God is going to take all of their gold, all of their silver, all of their money, and it's not going to be any good anymore. Now, you know, in the last couple of years, I've seen gold go from about, I think it went to a high of $1,900. Now it's what, $1,100 an ounce? It's almost halved. A lot of people who bought gold a couple of years ago, now they're suffering. They say, oh, man, my gold has really gone down in price. Silver's done even worse. I thought as the world got worse and worse, gold would go up. I was told it was going to be $5,000 an ounce. I was told by some people, some investment advisors, it would be $50,000 an ounce. But it's not. It's only worth half as much as I paid for it. Let me tell you a little secret, folks. You're going to throw it in the streets. There's going to come a time when all the rich of the world, their gold will be nothing. It won't be any good for anything. You're going to throw it in the streets. And then here's another secret for you. The Antichrist will come up. He'll be a Jew. He'll come up, declare himself God. And then finally, the Jewish New World Order. It's being built now. It's a Marxist, communist, New World Order. It's going to gain momentum and clout. It's going to take over the whole world, and then it will be destroyed by God. He'll put an end to it. He'll put an end to it. These are some of the secrets of Jerusalem that we're going to be talking about. Folks, get your pastor that says Tex Mars is wrong. Get, you know, that believes in Israel and all that, get them to listen. Get them to listen. And prove that I am wrong from the scriptures. Don't give me your opinion. I'm not going to give you my opinion. I'm going to give you the scriptures. There are some important people who have prophesied about Israel. One of them is Moses. That's in the Old Testament, of course. Moses made a last days prophecy. And you know, I've never heard it before. I had to read it for myself. The pastors won't even tell you about this because it doesn't go along with what they want to say. And then, of course, Then, of course, oh, let's see who else here. Isaiah. Yep, Isaiah gave a prophecy about Israel in the last days, Jerusalem. Then the Apostle Paul. He said some important things. Now let's talk. And then the most important of all is Jesus prophesied. So now let's look at it. Moses, Isaiah, the Apostle Paul, and Jesus. Hey, you can't get any better authority than those four.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.